from KQED.
Governor Jerry Brown has launched what's likely to be a long and bitter debate over the retirement benefits of government workers. Brown unveiled a pension reform plan yesterday that rolls back some of those benefits in years to come. It's going to be a tough sell. Not only do some in organized labor think it's too severe, but the governor's plan still may not help the state honor its long-term pension commitments. The California Report's Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers has the story.
There's probably no eye of a needle more difficult to thread these days in politics than that of public worker pensions. The complexity of benefits, debates over retirement ages, and deficits in pension funds have bedeviled just about every elected leader that's tried to tackle them. Governor Jerry Brown's new 12-point plan is no less controversial. It relies on current public employees footing more of the bill for their retirements. And for future public employees, it would mean working longer and getting less generous benefits.
I've laid out what I think is a minimum that every plan in California ought to meet. And the minimum protects the taxpayer while being fair to the employees.
Fair, though, is in the eye of the beholder.
What the governor's proposed is placing too much of the burden on the back of the workers, and it's unfortunate, but we disagree.
Willie Pelote is the California director of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. He says Brown fails to take into account the concessions made by state workers under the last governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And I think once the public and the governor and his administration clearly understands the facts, then we'll know what needs to be fixed.
Labor leaders expressed frustration that some of what Brown appeared to want would not be negotiated through collective bargaining, but rather crafted in the legislature as a constitutional amendment to be placed on the November 2012 ballot. However, they do support some of Brown's proposals, including a ban on retirement benefits based on a final year's salary and perks. That can artificially spike pension benefits higher than they would have been otherwise. But perhaps the overriding question about Governor Brown's plan is, will it solve the problem of funding?
I've tried to do something that's legal, that'll save a hell of a lot of money going forward, and I think is fair.
The question of how much money the governor's pension changes would save is crucial. In these recessionary times, government contributions to employee pensions can mean fewer dollars for services and programs. The governor's finance team says his plan will save between $4 billion and $11 billion over the first 30 years. It's a good start, says one pension watcher, but not enough.
If indeed this saves only somewhere in the neighborhood of $11 billion, then clearly we have a lot more to do to dig out of that hole.
Joe Nation is a former Democratic Assembly member who now teaches at Stanford University. He believes the long-term unfunded commitments of local and state pensions is somewhere around $400 billion, though pension fund officials argue it's much less. Either way, Governor Brown's plan only seems to reduce the rate of pension debt. It doesn't pay it off, which Nation says could mean more fights over fewer dollars.
The cost is that all these other programs that we care about suffer, and we end up pushing costs to the next generation.
Governor Brown, though, is no doubt aware of how politics is the art of the possible, and as the next few months play out, it's likely a lot of his time will be spent trying to gauge how much pension reform is possible and how soon. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.